WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
When meteorologists talk about the pattern in the upper atmosphere, you will often hear the term closed low. A closed low tends to be a deep low-pressure system with at least one, but typically more than one, height contour around the lowest pressure when looking at an analysis in the troposphere. A closed low tends to be occluded and is usually vertically stacked when looking at lows above or below it. Because the low is closed, it does not generate much positive vorticity advection or negative vorticity advection. The vorticity maxima is usually near the center of rotation. Weather associated with closed lows tends to be cloudy, with showers in the vicinity of the low center. Closed lows are often slow movers. However, they can move quickly if they are embedded with in the jet stream flow. Cloudy and rainy weather can persist with the slow movers. Thermal advection tends to be weak with closed lows since they are occluded. A closed low that gets separated from the jet stream is a special case, kind of a hybrid of closed lows, often referred to as a cutoff low. A cutoff low moves slowly since the jet stream wind is displaced away from the low and it is not able to move it along. So there you have it, another couple of terms to add to your arsenal of knowledge in the field of weather. If you have a weather question for WeatherBrains 101, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.